This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land about the holiday of Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. One of the most important commands during this seven-day celebration is to rejoice.
What is the mitzvah? What's the commandment of Sukkot? There are a few of them. First of all is just to make a sukkah and dwell in it, as we learn from Leviticus. The second thing is to have the schach that we learned about. The most important thing, though, is it's called Zman Simchatenu. What that means is a time to rejoice. Now, this is one of the three festivals that we learn about in the Bible. We have Passover, we have Shavuot, when we got the Torah on Mount Sinai, and the third is Sukkot, the festival of booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles, as many Christians call it. And on Sukkot, it's a time that we have to be happy. That's the commandment. And there are seven nights of Sukkot, which each correlate to a different one of our forefathers that we actually invite into the sukkah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, David, and Solomon. After Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we come into the sukkah, the temporary dwelling, and we reach our hearts out to God, and we say, it's all temporary. We don't know what's going to happen this year, but we trust in you. We're building our sukkah, we're coming out to our sukkah, and we're trusting in you, and not only are we trusting in you, we're going to rejoice in it.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.